This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 on your radio dial in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Newtown, and, of course, KLTC on the Western Edge, 1460 on your radio dial in Dickinson, are that engine that bring us to you, iHeart Media app as well. If you have that app, it's great. Really works good. We have those for KTGO and AM 1100, The Flag, too. But K-Fires is fabulous. A lot of ways to listen to this program. We appreciate you. Glad you're out there. Thank you so much. Really enjoy doing this program and having conversations with you daily on the program. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Think about that. You want your energy secure, don't you? You don't want it unreliable. You don't want it less affordable. But the EPA is zeroed in on exactly that. To take out coal. Take out jobs in our lignite industry in the North Dakota. Take out the reliability of the grid. And this is something that is really, really, really important. We're starting right now with this clean power plan. There's many battles, many fronts. But that clean power plan has been thankfully stopped right now in court and is being challenged. But lawmakers need to know where you're at on this. So when you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org and put your name in, you have the opportunity to send a note to members of Congress, to local legislators, to a lot of people that represent you, the local, state, and federal level, to say, you need to know, I care about this, I'm paying attention. It makes a difference, so please do that. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Question on the table is, what advice would you give Donald Trump? What advice would you give Donald Trump right now as we sit here early in August in this presidential race, knowing it's been a little bit of a rough patch since the convention here because of some things he's chosen to respond to, and there's been an obvious dent in the polls as a result of that. I'm not hyperventilating or focusing on polls because they're going to go up and they're going to go down. But, you know, trends you pay attention to. But I'm not sure Donald Trump doing what he's done over the last week or so here would be a successful recipe repeated now until November. But I don't know. His political instincts, honestly, have rarely been wrong. They haven't cost him. They haven't cost him. You know? And now it's a different race. It's one-on-one with him and Hillary. I shouldn't say that. It's actually him against Hillary, him against the media, him against the GOP, old guard establishment. There's plenty of that, but that just is what it is. What advice would you give him? Let me know by calling our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline today. It's actually the Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon hotline today because first-time callers get some Cloverdale bacon on me. 800-228-0550. We didn't leave the texters out. If you text 701-367-2054, just include the number one if you're a first-time texter with your advice, we will give you a chance to win as well. The text and your comments I'm packaging up and sending down to the Trump campaign. So you're not just saying this for your own benefit and the benefit of this vast audience, but also for the Trump campaign, because that's how much I love the people in the heartland of America. Your advice is valuable. It honestly is. So let's share it with him. Chris and Bismarck, thanks for waiting here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. I'm going to try and get this in as quickly as possible. My advice for Trump is to keep doing what you're doing. If anything, hit him harder and hit him more often. And let me say why. A couple of days ago, you said that this is a campaign of attrition. You got basically three main voting groups. You got those that are going to vote Democrat, those that are going to vote Republican, and then you got those fickle ones in the middle that will vote either way, depending on the mood of the day, or, you know, that guy said something mean about that guy, so I'm not going to vote for that guy anymore. Well, there's actually a fourth group in there, and that's the disenfranchised people, the people that for the last 20, 30 years have been sick of what's coming out of Washington. Even going back to Reagan, everybody loved Reagan. but the Republicans in Washington at the time despised him. They didn't like him. They didn't work with him. They did the bare minimum they could just so they didn't, you know, show their true colors. And when Trump goes out there and he's fighting back, he's not biting the bullet, he's not keeping quiet, those people are going to his side. For every two people that were in that fickle group that go to Hillary, he's getting three people that didn't vote before or haven't voted in the last couple of elections. You go back to McCain. How many people stayed home during the McCain election? How many people, 4 million people stayed home from in the 2012 election compared to the 2004 election? I mean, they keep losing people by nominating these sissies that won't fight, won't stand up for what the American people believe in, won't do what we want them to do. And Trump is going up there every single day, and he's fighting back. And that is why he's going to win. I wish he would just come out and keep hitting them harder.
So do you think that brings the fickle crowd in, the fickle crowd looking for somebody that's not afraid and is going to basically that will say anything?
No, the fickle crowd, he's going to have an uphill battle trying to get the fickle crowd because they're the everybody needs to play nice crowd. He's bringing in people that haven't frankly voted in the last three or four elections.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I used the wrong term. Fickle is your description for the mushy middle. The other group you're talking about is the people that are the disenfranchised. You think him being a bomb thrower, for lack of a better term, throwing punches at people who punch back, that's what's going to bring in these people who are just totally disenfranchised?
Yeah, I mean, just look at the primary results. I mean, we've had record primary results throughout the entire thing. Why? Some of it might be because of a couple of the other candidates that came in, but a large majority of it, I think, was due to Trump.
Good, interesting thoughts. I appreciate that call. I'm not sure it's a winning track to continue punching back, but I do agree with you. It brings new people into the fold. I do think people. And there was some of that in the primary. Are there enough of them? You're going to turn off some of the fickle by doing it. You're going to turn off some of the GOP establishment types. But interesting thoughts. Bill, on the road, a first-time caller. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, not too much, Scott. I think Trump needs to do what Bruce said and just keep hitting harder and harder and harder on Obama and Hillary. And he needs to listen and react and forget it, like with Kahn and stuff. And if he does have somebody like Kahn, he needs to connect that to Hillary. And if he doesn't do that, then hitting Kahn isn't going to do any good.
Yeah, we've heard two tidbits today that are amazing. One, that he was paid $375,000 by the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's holy buckets. And then the other, that he's written something about that our Constitution should be, second to Sharia law. That's
right.
What I want to hear from Donald Trump, right? Why didn't his wife speak? Why didn't his wife speak?
Yeah, exactly. He needs to say, by Clinton to speak.
You don't want him to change, other than getting a little more focused in his attacks. You say, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, instead of a shotgun effect, let's do some sniper shooting.
All right, Bill, hang on a second here, because since you're a first-time caller, we'll get you some Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon. Another first-time caller, Dolores in Minot. Tell me what advice you have for Donald Trump, Dolores.
Well, I kept in visiting with people that we know around here. All our opinion kind of is. Why doesn't he just leave alone with picking on people? Yet after Hillary and Obama and what they have done, remind people about what will happen in the court if we should lose. And bring up her issues, everything she has done. The people need to be reminded. Not everybody is listening all the time. They just need to be reminded of all the bad stuff she's done and what will happen to our country. That's my suggestion.
That's
and then
good.
As far as the media, every time they bring something up, ignore it. Let it run off your back like on a duck. Just ignore it. If you don't answer back, they've got nothing more to say. That's my opinion.
Water off a duck's back, Dolores. There you go. I like that. Not to mention, if he's doing what you suggest, bring up what the court would do. He's using that same real estate for something that's good rather than responding to something else. So
that's right. Bring up the issues of what they have done. And this thing about Obama, you know what? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to know. You know, that deal's been laying since 1979. Don't worry. Obama had him look back to see if there's some way they can get that money over to Iran. You know, remind him what he did. He was looking for that, and it didn't just happen. It was planned.
I sure hope that issue doesn't go away. I don't know how you take $400 million in cold, hard cash.
That's right.
The world's the largest state sponsor of terror on the heels of hostages being released and then claim it was a coincidence. I mean, do they think we're that stupid? Dolores, hang on. Great call. Please call again. Jim and Bismarck, you're next. Jeff and Minot. Shine Minot. 800-228-0550. Let's go.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The game has changed for North Dakota cars, truck, and SUV buyers. Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC invites you to visit their new location in Valley City. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm. The cars you love for style and sophistication. And coming soon, their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Find out why they say you drive, we'll ride with you at North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, 721 West Main in Valley City, or shop online at PucklettsValleyCity.com.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
With all of us on the go, it seems we're never at home. We're at work, kids at school or activities. We were always missing important calls to our home telephone, and then we found OurOldNumber.com. It's the perfect solution for families on the go. Callers to our home number can pick the person they want to reach, and the call goes straight to our cell phones. What a great solution for families on the go, and it saves us money every month, too. Check out OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 About that. Yeah, what do you think about that Trump campaign? What's your advice for Donald Trump? I wish I could play a guitar like that. I am musically challenged. I am just no good. I'm Darn it, darn it, darn it. But I tell you, it's some talent on the stage at WeFest this weekend. It's a great festival. They have a lot of people coming in, and for once it's not like 95 and ridiculously humid, so it'll be a nice weather weekend, and it should be a lot of fun. I spent a few years on shores of Lake Sally a couple of decades ago, and really enjoy that part of Minnesota. It's a really great place. So have fun if you're going to WeFest. Be safe, be smart, and enjoy that great music. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, getting some great advice from our listeners. One more segment of that. We're going to go rapid-fire through these. So each of these callers ask you to give me your best 30 seconds on what advice you have for Donald Trump. Pete Hegseth, an Iraq and Afghanistan war vet at the bottom of the hour, and author of a great new book on Teddy Roosevelt called In the Arena. One of my favorite quotes of Teddy Roosevelt, right? Boy, it's easy from the cheap seats. It's easy to be looking down and telling people how to do things. Get in the arena and get her done, you know, day in and day out. A lot of folks around these parts are doing that, as a matter of fact. I had a nice little drive up here. We're actually not far from Van Hook. Boy, did they get hammered by hail yesterday. So feeling for some of those farmers out there that are looking at hailed out crops, some damage, some tough times. But they get her done. Folks in the arena, they get her done, find a way, and know that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. I heard that one time. More coming up on, let's get back to the phones here. We call it What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Let's see who is next. We're going to go up to Minot and Jeff. Jeff, what's on your mind? I don't hear Jeff, guys. Let me try Jim in Bismarck. Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, sir. What's on your mind today? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon Hotline today.
Burn Scott, love your show. Here's how Trump wins. Simple as that. We got to hope there's more intelligent, common sense, non-working people in the United States that'll vote for him, because all the other ones are idiots if they don't vote him in. It's simple as that. And I'm just hoping there's more smart people than dumb people. And the other quick thing I got, Scott, is the governor's mansion was bid out for contractors. And I wanted to know why we're not just allowing North Dakota, our local contractors, to bid our own governor's mansion when we're looking for tax dollars and all the companies that survive here and pay taxes. That's a question I want you to ask somebody next week.
Say that again. They're not able? Or you're saying limit it to in-state contractors first?
Yes, limit it to in-state contractors first, because they threw out the bids on the last bid. And because one of them was from Kansas, the general contractor, they all went over. But we should keep that. If the state's low on money and stuff, why aren't we supporting the local contractors that always are paying taxes here and let them be just local or state contractors? That's a question for somebody next week.
All right. And I'm not exactly sure. Maybe some legislators could tell us a little bit about the process, and then we could get into kind of the details of who else. But, Matt, if you'd make a note of that, we'll get an answer for this fellow. Thank you for calling, Jim. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Greg on the road, first-time caller. Greg, what's on your mind?
What can Mr. Trump do? I think that he needs to emphasize the points that got him to the stage that he's at. Every time that the Democrats bait him with some sort of a social issue, he plays right into their hands. And that's one of the greatest problems, not just with this campaign, but with the Republican Party in general. The Democrats through the years have always been the masters when it comes to baiting the Republicans into discussions that they should stay out of. Right now we have Hillary Clinton, who was involved in an email scandal that's all but been swept under the rug, and that is a serious, what was and is a serious breach of national security. The woman is totally incompetent to be president, and there's no reason why she should be president, and that's something that Donald Trump needs to emphasize. He also needs to emphasize the immigration issues and all of the other things that got him to the point where he is now the nominee. I would suggest at this point that he start buying time and taking his case directly to the people because the news media doesn't seem to be interested in covering his campaign objectively.
Good
I guess
point.
That's all
appreciate,
I have to say.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. I'm trying to go real quick to get everybody in here. Give me your best 30 seconds, Char. Char and Maya.
Well, I don't know if I can do that. I'm 81, and I've voted Republican all my life, and I've not always been enthusiastic about our candidate, but and Trump was not my first choice at all, but I am 100% behind him. I'm supporting him with money and as best I can when I talk to people. But my question is, where is the Republican National Committee and our leaders? I don't hear anything from them supporting them. The makeup of the Supreme Court is at stake. And we hear these people, well, I think I'm going to vote Democratic because I don't like him. I mean, that's I don't understand that. I received a letter from the Republican National Committee asking for money, and I wrote them a letter, and I told them that my money is going to the Trump campaign, and I'm holding them responsible for not being verbally behind Trump. They should be pointing out Hillary's history of lies and where that whole Obama administration, oh, I forgot, Hillary has never told a lie. I'm sorry about that.
You're right, though, Char. He needs more support, but that's the establishment. That's the status quo. That's the... Oh, you know, he's not one of us. It's wrong. I'm with you. And keep pressuring him. Jeff in Minot, are you back?
Yeah, I am, Scott. Earlier this week, Rush Limbaugh gave Trump some advice. He said, don't take it personally. And actually, I totally disagree with that. I take it personally, so I expect my candidate to take it personally. Every time we debate a liberal, invariably, they can't win on the merits, so they resort to personal attacks. You're a bigot. You're a privileged white guy. You don't like women. You don't like children. It happens every single time we debate liberals, and I'm tired of it. And I'm finally happy that we have a candidate who will take it personally, and he's willing to take the gloves off and start punching below the belt.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, my take is if we could find a way so you do exactly what you're saying, finally, somebody's doing this for me, they're speaking for me, but have him at least pick the things he responds about that tie to the Supreme Court, $20 trillion in debt, porous borders, ISIS, right? I mean, focus on the big issues rather than on Khan, who's a fraud, a con, good name for the guy, right? I mean, maybe there's a middle ground there, do you think, Jeff?
I think he just needs to start attacking back harder than he gets attacked.
He's doing that, I think. Pretty good. Appreciate the call. Great advice. I'm going to chat with Pete Hegseth, who's coming to North Dakota next month. You see him on Fox News. You'll see him in North Dakota. He's written a great book called In the Arena. We'll talk to him next, and your calls are welcome for him.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Fest. That still kind of blows my mind, but that's been kind of a trend of like Kid Rock and Steve Tyler, plus all those big musical acts. This weekend at WeFest, one of the biggest country music festivals in the country, and it's right in our backyard, so that's kind of cool. And Steven Tyler's there. Did I mention that? Seems so bizarre. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. What am I talking about? Your number! I still remember mine, 269-8815 in Montevideo growing up, right? And you always do. And right now, a lot of folks have their home number, but, you know, it's not very mobile, but they don't want to get rid of it because it's their connection to the church and the doctor's office. And, you know, it's in the directory assistance. It's just part of what you do, right? But you don't use it as much anymore. Well, guess what? OurOldNumber.com takes your landline, your home telephone number, and makes it as mobile as you are. And $30, $32 average cost of a landline, OurOldNumber.com, like $9.99. I mean, really, really good deal. So it's you reduce expenses. Most sales calls are blocked. It's very easy to set up. Anybody can do it. And help is available to help you do it. No risk, no long contracts. You still own the number. You move it anywhere you want. So it's a neat deal. Now, we've had some people say, I love this, I want this, but you're giving me only a website, Scott, OurOldNumber.com. How about a phone number? Okay, well, guess what? As of today, it's easier than ever to start saving and enjoying the flexibility of OurOldNumber.com because they've set up this line for you to call, 800-774-0530. 800-774-0530. Jeff and his staff personally help you sign up, answer any questions, join, start saving. OurOldNumber.com. And again, that number, 800-774-0530. Texter says, good morning, Scott. It's not Trump. He shouldn't change a thing. Just look at how far he's come. It's the lying, corrupt, liberal news media. They are so far in the tank with Clinton, it's amazing. It's all lies. Don't change. Interesting mix of conversation today on this topic, and I'm going to welcome to the program a friend who's written a great book, who's going to be in North Dakota next month at a keynote, the Williston, I keep saying the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, actually the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting that'll be up in Minot. That is the one and only Pete Hegseth. You see him on the Fox News Channel, and he has written a book called In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Pete, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, sir.
Have you recovered from the conventions and all your crazy scheduler?
It was an interesting couple of weeks. Yeah, quite a contrast between the two. And in both places, I was out with the crowds outside. So made for some interesting moments. But, yes, recovered and recharged.
I was a little worried for you there in the middle of those protesters burning the American flag in Philly.
I know. You know, that's, but I wanted to get right up in there and get right up next to them and say, what are you doing? What's your motivation? Most of them didn't want to talk. And when they did, they just spewed hatred. So that was the point, is let them speak. And when you let folks like that speak for themselves, they usually discredit themselves. So try to get as close as we can and try not to get punched.
I want to talk to you a little bit today about the book, about, you know, a lot of the good reporting that you've been doing for Fox and also this presidential race. And by the way, in our audience, welcome to call 800-228-0550. If you have a question or a comment for Pete today, bring it in. First time callers, remember, get the Cloverdale Big Flavor Bacon today. So that's a little added bonus for you. We've spent the last 90 minutes asking our listeners for advice, and our phones have melted. And, you know, I think there's a lot of frustration out there that the media and a lot of people are looking at the Trump campaign and believing it's in total disarray. And some are responding to that and saying, you know, he just keep doing what you're doing. Others are saying, be a little smarter about it. Don't respond. What's your advice for Donald Trump? What do you think he ought to do?
Man, I mean, first of all, it's too early to be completely disheartened. Polls change, things change, elections have, you know, there's a lot of road ahead here. And the contours of the overall discussion of what the American people want, which is not Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, still cuts in Donald Trump's direction. He's just got to find some of the discipline necessary to stay on core themes that Americans really, really want. Jobs, economy, national security, securing our borders, you know, fairer trade practices in his mind, even though I have some different views on some of that. Those are the things that got him here. Those are the messages Hillary Clinton cannot refute and is a perfect foil for. So you're never going to, you know, Donald's always going to be Donald, and you can't change that. But I do think some discipline would benefit him because the media did a great job of they were happy to highlight him when there were 17 candidates. Not that they catapulted him, but used it properly. Now they are turning on him. It is the night of long knives, and they're going to keep coming after him. The press is not his friend. So being more judicious about that is key. But the issues are still in his corner. I think he's still capable. He's just got to recapture the narrative and then point out the double standard and the political correctness every time that he can without taking the bait.
Why do you think he does what he does? Example, let's just take this dust up with the cons. And, you know, this after the speech at the Democratic National Convention, just extending that story. Is there a method to this?
Obviously he should have acknowledged much more upfront that the sacrifice of this family is sacred. Their son, what he gave, is a sacrifice that we should all appreciate and do appreciate that he is a hero and a sacrifice that others of us who didn't give our lives for our country can't fully understand. At the same time, I also think he looked at that and he said, you know what they're doing? They're playing identity politics. They're picking out, you know, they're only, and this is not to disparage these 10, but of the 6,800 Americans that have died in Iraq and Afghanistan, between 10 to 15 of them have been Muslims. So if you're looking for a Gold Star Muslim family, it's 0.002% of the Gold Star population. They clearly grabbed this couple to create a visual. And Donald Trump's saying, this is them trying to call me anti-Muslim. And then the things he said on stage were not fair or accurate about what I was saying. So he's always been a fighter. He's always punched back, and he refuses to just say, hey, thank you for what they've given. I'm not going to refute. So it got him here. I understand that reflex. The thing is, you maybe a counterstrike once, or maybe you mention it once, but you have to keep it in bounds and then know when an issue ultimately doesn't cut in your direction. But I'll tell you this, but for his core supporters, it doesn't hurt him. The question are those in the middle who are trying to determine whether they don't want Hillary Clinton, but the Hillary Clinton camp are going to come after him and just paint him as unstable. And he's got to find the issues that make him look like that and avoid them. And in this particular case, they did a good job framing him. So I just don't think he can resist fighting back. He's just got to fight back, not always go for the haymaker. And sometimes that left jab is the better way to go.
First caller for you is from your home state of Minnesota, Pete. How about that? Frank, go ahead for Pete Hankson.
Good morning, gentlemen. Trump hasn't learned to be a politician yet, but that'll come. And what about the 20% of the people in this country that have never voted before? and they are not going to vote for Hillary. So they will be. I've talked to a couple of younger people, never voted in their life, and now they're going to go vote for Trump because they don't want Hillary. Do you think that'll play out, make up the extra 10% that he's behind in the polls? Thank you.
It's a good question. I do think there remains an unstated undercurrent of people who want to vote for Trump. He just because they can't stand Hillary, and he's got to find a way to keep them, pull them into his corner by not giving them reasons to stay home. I don't think they're going to go to Hillary. He needs them to come out and pull the lever for him. And it can't just be his core base, which is not going to go anywhere, regardless of what he said. The whole, you know, if I shot someone on Fifth Avenue crew, he's got them. He's got to find a way to make sure he creates the foil properly to the other side. He's not a politician. He shouldn't pretend to be a politician. He shouldn't become one. But he's got to tighten the shot group on the issues he talks about and just focus his fire on Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. People don't want that. That's more of what they're going to get. Take the Gitmo release that's going to happen. They just announced they're going to release, you know, they're set to release about half of the current population there. Hillary Clinton wants to do what Barack Obama wants to do, which is let them all out. And then she wants to bring in, you know, six times the amount of Syrian refugees as a Barack Obama. So terrorists out, refugees in, that's a terrible equation for our security. You should be beating the drum on that and reminding the American people that that's what they're going to get, not litigating every commercial that's run against him, because he can't control that narrative.
Your book is all about the famous Teddy Roosevelt speech in which the phrase is, you know, still today iconic, in the arena, about getting in the arena. What led to your passion for that speech and writing the book about the role it could play in reinvigorating America, Pete?
Sure. And you've got, you know, your audience is largely conservative, and conservatives have a conflicted perspective on Teddy Roosevelt. So I come at him in that quote with clear eyes. I know he was the founder of Bull Moose. His candidacy and the Progressive Party and all of that dissent are also part of Teddy Roosevelt's history. But this book is not about him. It's about this speech. And I came to the speech through the quote that you mentioned, the man in the arena quote. It's such a motivating quote. I carried it with me to Iraq and Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay. And it talks about, it's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the doer of deeds could have done them better or where the strong man stumbles. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood. It's a motivating quote. Then I read the whole speech and I got to thinking, you know what? That's what America needs today. It was kind of an un-PC articulation of citizenship before there even was PC. It was just the basic building blocks of what great republics like ours require. And it's not great rulers and it's not great people, because we're all flawed and sinful by nature. It is good citizens who are willing to fight for the things that they believe in, who educate their children, raise families of moral character, who work hard. They're really basic, easy building blocks that we've forgotten about today. Teddy lays it out nicely. So rather than Pete writing a book of what I think, I use the speech as a frame, and it talks about toughness. It talks about demographics. It talks about a lot of these underlying issues, and it warns against citizens of the world, which is exactly what Barack Obama sees himself as. And he says we need good patriots of our own countries if we want to perpetuate the republics we have. So I thought it was a great response to our current culture, and I want to use it to motivate people in their spheres of their lives to get in the arena and fight for America.
Todd in Mandan for Pete Hegseth. Go ahead, Todd.
Hello, Mr. Hegseth. I enjoy your reporting that I hear you do on Fox all the time.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, Mr. Hegseth.
I guess you should turn the sound down on your radio there, Todd.
Okay. I've been listening to the news, Mr. Hegseth, lately about the attack on ISIS. Is Obama using a strategy of some sort? Because he's never bombed ISIS so much. Is this something he's going to carry on up until the election?
Well, maybe. No, it's a good question. I unfortunately doubt completely his ability to eradicate ISIS. Well, you know, Barack Obama, he doesn't have the will or the ability, or that he's not going to untie the hands of our warfighters to do it between now and Election Day, or certainly the next inauguration. I would not, however, put it past him to do the thing, to do more now to create an electorally friendly narrative that ISIS is on the run to benefit Hillary Clinton. He's always conducted national security through the lens of politics.
Hold that thought. We'll finish after the break. More coming up with Pete Hegseth. Great book called In the Arena. We're talking about it today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat.
That's Tim McGraw, a song called Humble and Kind. Big title for a song, and quite appropriate for our guest, an Iraq and Afghanistan war vet, and Minnesotan, and now someone you watch on the Fox News Channel more and more and more, especially on Fox and Friends, which is just a fabulous show. Pete Hegseth was today. He's written a great book about somebody we know a little bit about in North Dakota, Teddy Roosevelt. Specifically, the book is about a speech Teddy Roosevelt gave. And the book itself is called In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. And we're chatting with Pete today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Let's go back to Minnesota, Pete, for you. And
All right.
Wadena is where John is at. He's got a question for Pete Hegseth. Go ahead, John.
This is John. Say, I got a question for you. When I watch television or I listen to the liberal talk show and they're on the air, the only thing they talk about is Donald Trump. You never hear them say anything about Hillary Clinton. They wouldn't mention her name. They're smarter than that. But our conservative talk show host in both radio and television can't quit talking about him, and in a lot of times in negative ways. We've got to quit that. We need to do nothing but attack Hillary Clinton. We need to take a page from their playbook and attack Hillary Clinton. Attack Hillary Clinton every minute of the day, every time you're on the air. Don't worry about anything else anybody says. Switch the conversation to attacking Hillary Clinton. We're not going to win this election unless we do that.
Sir, that's an astute observation. I think you're absolutely correct as far as how the left-wing media is framing this. This election is not about left. It's a referendum on Donald Trump. Trump is leading in the polls on those who are voting on the economy and those who are voting on national security. But yet he's down nationwide and state by state exactly because, you're right, the referendum is all about Donald Trump, and all the left and mainstream media ever talk about is Donald Trump and his missteps and his mistakes and his rhetoric. And then when in reality there's so much more there, from the $400 million payments on the Iran deal to the emails to the admissions that the cover-ups Hillary Clinton continues to talk about, yet we don't give that the same kind of attention and oxygen. So it's a great point. It's because in the primary, the temptation was for everyone to cover Donald Trump because that was the race on the Republican side. An adjustment needs to be made to make sure that people are truly informed about who Hillary Clinton is and what the consequence would be of her continuation of Barack Obama's policy. It's a great
Appreciate
point.
The call. Thanks a lot. Good passion there, John. Keep it up. Dennis in Montana, next for Pete Hegseth. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Pete. I was just calling. I would like to hear Donald Trump tell me that he is going to have a legal review of all of Hillary's illegal activity and that he's going to hold her and Barack Obama accountable for their actions.
Well, I think I've heard him allude to that, and I know certainly people that I have been in his orbit have talked about that. There's no doubt. I mean, I think that's true. And we all have. I've said it myself and others how what she'd done would get all of us locked in jail or in prison, no doubt. It's important to point that out. But I do think that if you go too far down, my opponent should be locked up at every turn or investigated at every turn. He can feed into the narrative that he's unstable or he's too. I mean, again, it's a fine line. But
yeah, here would be my quick take on that because
that she has conducted.
Well, I mean, because anybody that thinks that Hillary Clinton and Donald and Barack Obama ought to be locked up already ought to be in the Trump
already
camp, right?
Yep.
So we already got him. Now, if he's talking about ISIS and threats to our kids and our grandkids in America as we know it, if he's talking
right.
about the economy and whether those kids and grandkids are going to have a job or not, he can still do it in the Trump style. Now he's got a chance of people that are sitting there in the mushy middle, right, or disenfranchised.
I think you're right. You got to avoid the temptation, even though it feels good. That's just feeding the base, and it doesn't even necessarily bring in conservatives who feel like he's gone too far. So I think he's made that point, and it's probably not the best one to win over the folks he needs to win over.
I don't have a lot of time left. I'm going to squeeze in one more quick call with a question for Pete Hegseth. John in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, your question.
Hey, Pete, I had an opportunity to pose this question in Cleveland at the North Dakota Delegation Breakfast, and I appreciated your comments so much I wanted to give you another opportunity to speak to it. The war of rhetoric. We're correct, but we're losing it. And I think liberals approach it as if we carry an appealing message, it appeals to the anger of the subject. Doesn't matter whether it's accurate or not, they're going to eat it up. Republicans approach rhetoric as people are smarter than this. They're not going to buy it. Why do we need to respond? How do we take the high ground on this and convey our message to people and combat the message of the left?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think we need to do better at storytelling. We need to do better at talking about the actual impact of left-wing policies, what they do to people's lives, how they keep wages stagnant, how they make our lives less secure, how they take away jobs and ship them overseas, how leaving our border has implications across the board. Really talk about to that single mom or that young family or that worker who's out of a job, why more state-based policies, regulation, taxation are going to actually crush them as opposed to liberate them with more pro-growth, pro-market policies. But we can't just talk about marginal tax rates, which is our temptation. We've got to get down into the nitty-gritty of how we improve people's lives.
John, thanks for the call. By the way, Pete will be speaking Tuesday, September 20th at 10 in the morning in Minot at the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So check that out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, to find out more information. Looking forward to seeing you next month, Pete. God bless you, and thank you for your time.
You likewise.
Take care. Pete Hegseth, our guest. God bless you, folks. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind.
We're visiting with Marshall Giordat from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to. Make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.